Hey. Welcome back to the podcast every fucking Friday.
I'm bopping with Summit right now.
He is. Summit's vibing. Paul's vibing. I'm vibing. Hopefully you guys are vibing. We got a great episode for you guys today. We're talking about house.
The music.
Hey. This song's fire. Paul showed it to me a couple weeks ago. Instantly saved it. I feel like we fucked up. We should have, like, named the song of our opening, every opening. Like, this is, like, for instance, this is Checkout by Jay Wara and Leo Stenard.
You know, yeah, like, wow.
What if...
Well, it's a
what
good.
What if somebody's fucking with the song?
That's a good realization to make on the 75th episode.
But you can't really. I can't really. You know. You can't really go back anymore.
Yeah, it's too late.
We pushed it back again. Miller is still not here. We're still not talking about religion.
Yeah.
He was just on vacation, though. Okay, I don't know if he's back. But it's crazy because we called him. On the show.
Yeah, and that was what?
But I granted...
Multiple weeks ago.
Me and Paul remembered 3 hours ago that we had to record the podcast tonight. It is Thursday.
Yeah, so we kind of had to scramble.
Let's, before we start, let's just drink this real quick. Elysian Space Dust, or Elysian Space Dust IPA. It just looks cool. That's the only reason I got it. Ooh. No bueno.
You don't like this?
No. That's like the strongest IPA taste of any beer.
Yeah, but that's got
the
like
worst
the...
worst way possible.
No. It's got like the...
It's got like what? It's got nothing.
No, you got the hoppy taste.
OD hoppy.
Yeah, but it's like...
Ugh, I'm going very low on this one.
I'm not. This is going to be completely separate.
Hold on. Because this is a low score for me, I feel like I have to accurately low it. So let me take another sip so I can confirm.
I'm bringing this average up. Actually, well...
Yeah. I have mine.
All right, ready? Mine's not that great, but it's not bad. All right, 3, 2, 1, 6, 8.
4, 8. A 2-point difference. This beer sucks,
yeah, but
in my opinion.
We knew that was going to be the case now. Like, I mean,
a 5-8. Okay, I'll give it to it, you know, overall average. But for me, this is a miss. 6.8, I feel like that's really high for this.
No,
I thought at least you were going to go
low. I like the flavor. And the only reason why it's not in the sevens is because of the strong aftertaste.
Strong aftertaste. Big time.
I kind of enjoy that taste. I don't know.
So I feel bad.
Why?
Miller, should we call him and apologize on air?
No, we'll just like... I mean, we
have to do something special for him when he shows up. He'll be the first guest of this season.
Yeah, we'll do something special. Sorry, I was just reviewing some notes that we had, which had nothing to do with what we're actually talking about, but my mind just went blank. But, no, we'll have something special for him. We don't need to apologize. We call the shots here. When we're ready, we're ready.
Yeah.
That's it.
We just decided that we didn't want him yet. We decided to make the deep wait.
Yeah,
you guys can't have Miller yet. He's too special.
Yeah, the deep could fucking wait. Everyone could wait. I mean, we're consistent enough. I know we had a little, was she shitting on me?
No, she's just like chilling on you. So funny.
No, you do this all every episode.
I know, but she doesn't, like, hang off, like, both legs like that. You can't see it from my angle. Hopefully she stays.
I'll take a flick. Look at her other leg. She's like surrounded your leg. That's what I'm saying.
No, what I was, the deep could fuck. We had one little slip up this season.
Yeah, and that's it. But and aside from Miami, that, we got a gun pointed at us the night before, guys. Yeah, cut me some fucking slack.
We've been very consistent, so the deep can fucking wait for once, for twice. I mean, it's not a big deal. We've been consistent this long with this little viewership. I think it's kind of impressive.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you have to give us some credit here.
Yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
So, we mentioned it. Today's topic is going to be about music.
Oh, wait. Did I mention what I was doing last weekend or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can.
I'm not going to go deep into it. So, I went to a casino, right? I played a live poker tournament. And it's surprising that I'm not going to spend more time on this because I don't feel like getting into the logistics.
We did just talk about it for like an hour. Because we just
explained it for a long time. But essentially, I won the tournament. So it was a $160 buy-in, and I cashed out for $3.5K.
Million.
I wish it was million, but $3.5K. So not bad. I mean, pretty good. First tournament dub, like in person, live tournament dub. So it's big time, you know?
It is. And I think for me, it's such a drastic difference from my Hard Rock Casino experience. And thinking back, I just played really stupid because when I'm with my friends, I like play every hand.
Yeah.
But when you're playing in the casino, you got to pick and choose. You got to be really, really conservative. And I'm not. Like, I just want to have fun. I want to hit the big hand. I want to go fucking fishing for the straight on the river, you know. And when you're playing big money hands, you know, and they raise $100 to see the river. You know, sometimes you bite the dust.
That's the one thing. Because I'll go to the casino. I played a cash game the night before that. I won $34. I was not playing well. You know, I was not playing well. But, it makes sense because I haven't been studying or playing that many cash games. I've been studying tournaments the last 6 months. And I was, and I'll say, apart from like a few minor mistakes, I played almost perfectly. I think almost perfectly. Like, and granted, like, you do have to have luck when you run deep in tournaments, but I mean, I played
you got probably
as
luck.
Good as I could have.
That's what I'm saying. Done,
you know, and
so why do you think that house is the best genre of music?
See, it's very simple for me why I think that. It's superior to anything is especially, I mean, you mentioned like the right type of house. Obviously there's different kinds of house, but I think a lot of house falls into this category where like it at any point in any time, it could get you like feeling some type of way, you know, like feeling yourself. Like it's the one music that like enters your body. I feel like it controls you. Like you have to move something, you know? Like you gotta either bob your head or move, you know, do something with your hand or do something.
Vibe.
Like you start, like, it's almost like it's this drug. I mean, this is what it is for me. I get this feeling inside of me, like I'm feeling myself, you know? Like I'm really feeling this shit. And I don't know. That's for me. And that's for my perspective. Now, in terms of... I'll get into the other stuff later, but that's for me why I think it's number one.
I mean, okay, so I hear where you're coming from because I listen to house a lot, but for me, I listen to more EDM music like Tiesto, Martin Horger type shit.
Yeah, but Tiesto's still house. Tiesto's
house. He has house music.
Tiesto's
like,
more house than EDM.
Yeah, but he has a bunch of EDM bangers. And like, I like house because especially... So I went to a Fisher concert. I mentioned it before and I won't get too much into it again. But I love Fisher's music because at least he has some drops that are pretty heavy. But, for instance, when I was in Miami, the first two clubs we went to were straight house. And it was great. Like, I had a good time. I was vibing. And especially when it's like deep house Miami type shit, you get into the rhythm, and especially with the lights. And as you were saying, you have to do something with your body, whether it's your head or your hands. You're always grooving. But there's never that satisfaction. Not never, but it takes a very long time to get the same satisfaction as like a fucking banger drop.
Yeah, you like
to get fucking excited. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole fucking crowd. Like everyone's not just kind of bobbing left to right, you know, vibing. Like fucking jumping up and down, fucking fist bumps, pushing each other. You know, you don't get that with house. Like the energy is much more chill. It's obviously on the same wavelength, but personally, I like a more hype environment.
Yeah,
and no, you don't get that when you go to house clubs.
I mean, yeah, but sorry, I have to. I'm addressing
it's more
something.
Like house is more for like the connoisseurs of EDM.
Yeah, but house. I mean, EDM is like a. I'm almost positive, isn't it like a subset of house, or is it?
Pretty sure house is a subset of EDM.
It might be. It's one or the other.
EDM is just electronic dance music, which house is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that's like, true. Yeah.
But you know, when we say EDM, it's like the shit that you see at like Tomorrowland. But they have house artists there. Like Fisher's going there. Fisher's straight house.
Yeah, but would you say Losing It is like house?
Yeah, that's pure house.
But like that's just got like a bump on it though.
Yeah, that's what like house is. That's essentially house. It's like it's got a beat to it,
but it's like harder. I don't know.
It's
how
a
I
type of no.
It.
There, believe it or not, look up different genres of house because I'm pretty sure there's like six.
There's breakdowns of house music. Parent genres.
Oh shit! Can you get off of me?
Just right, flop her off you. This isn't saying anything. There's no types. Yeah, 12 different styles. Acid house, big room house, Chicago,
yeah,
deep
like
house,
that's
French house.
That's what it is.
Okay.
There's different, there are different kinds of house. I forgot what category that falls into. I think, like, for me, it's like, I always categorize house into four categories. There's, like, standard house, there's EDM, which is like Dimitri Vegas and like Mike, like.
But that's not house music.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, all right, four categories of EDM / house, okay. And there's EDM, there's standard house, there's like the.
Dubstep.
Like because I don't consider that fucking. And then
there's some good.
There's like deep. Then
songs,
there's
so.
Deep house, and then there's also like I don't know how to describe it. There's definitely a word like the repeating kind of house where it's like. There's never drop. There's no drop in it. None. And it's just like repeating. What's a good example?
Fucking Andy sent me a song.
Andy played a
Andy,
lot of them.
Andy loves deep house.
Yeah, and no, Andy's
very
gonna,
subtle drops and it's flowy the whole time.
No, like what's an example of deep house? I'm gonna find something right now. No, the house, like the repeating house that I'm talking about. I'll find something. Hang on.
I know I have something too, which is unfortunate. But you say like house is the best. Yeah, shit like this.
This is what I mean. And even though this kind of has like.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's no fucking
yeah,
hard drop.
So
it just kind of
yeah.
flows. It builds up and it kind of like continues without really fucking.
Yeah.
And I like, to me, that's just, I don't.
No, I don't. Enjoy I don't. Yeah, that. I don't. No, but that's the kind of house that I enjoy both deep. I enjoy the other three categories a lot. EDM, I like the EDM, you know, that we're talking like crazy crowd fist bump. That's like you're out at a festival or you're at a big, huge party and people are going fucking crazy. Like, that's like the best for EDM. You know what I'm talking about. Those fucking crazy songs. Bring up an example.
I'll show you one of my favorite fucking EDM songs right around now. Let me search up. Martin Horger has become, like, my favorite.
Yeah, Martin Horger's, like...
this shit. Turn it up. This shit, this is what I'm talking about. This shit.
No,
right here,
no, this isn't EDM. This is not EDM. This is house. This is regular house.
Because this is not house music.
No, because this is a type of house. It's with.
There's no way you can classify this as house.
Yeah, this is literally house.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Literally house. No, EDM is the, put on, look up Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike. That's the easiest one.
I have a few Dimitri Vegas songs.
D.I. Right there, the hum is the classic. This is like classic. So skip up to the right here. This is EDM.
Okay.
This
yeah.
is different. You get what I'm...
All songs you've heard before on this podcast, yeah. By the way.
Like, this is classic, like, what I mean by EDM. See? The difference?
Yeah, but no... maybe.
No, because...
But it's got the hard drop, too.
Yeah, but this is different than... Like, this is like... Like, it's different. It's different. Like, house, it's got that, like... It's still got that, like, general, like... beat, like, beautiful beat to it.
Consistency? Yeah, but, okay, this is another song by Martin.
Yeah, skip up, because this is a good one, too. This is house. This is literally house. But I'm not saying I don't...
Okay, so I guess there's different styles of house.
See when it drops, it's got that, like...
Yeah, the flowy stuff.
You know? It's got the flow still. Bum, bum, bum. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's different... Then there's Joe Corey. Pull up Joe Corey, bro. This is a savant and put good ones,
great.
Bro. Good ones is...
This song's fire.
No, sorry. Like, look, I always... When I wanted to be, like, a house artist, by the way, because there was one... This is like pure. Go to good ones. This is like
good
Joel
ones?
Corey. Yeah, that one. Joel Corey makes like the music that I wanted to play. Like,
oh, this song is
like yeah. it's like that shit where it's like got this little like almost like a piano in the background.
Yeah.
Like, any song that you could do like this to, like I love those.
If you guys aren't vibing out with us, boom. What the fuck are you doing? Hey.
And I was, and I have to say, Head and Heart is probably his most famous song, right? Like, it's his most famous song. I was on this before anyone. I was on it before, because this is from COVID summer. And I was on it the beginning of COVID summer. It just came out. And then, like... Like, that's it. That's what I mean.
But that's
not
the house. That's not the house I was listening to when I was down there.
Yeah, but that's deep house. That's like, there's also categories of deep house. So there's like, just go to like, Kygo's like a good example, but go to like, Ibiza House Mix. These are the classics that Ibiza House, right? Look at this shit right here. Ibiza House right here. This is here? The one. Yeah, this one. No. The playlist.
It's a playlist.
No, this is fire, though. This isn't what I mean, but this is also like. No, go to
I'm liking
go to
hella Ibiza, songs right now.
Ibiza summer house mix. Go to. See, but like you put this shit on, this isn't what I wanted, but I'm like vibing. This is what I mean, like.
Hey. Summer.
This is not deep. This is not what I mean. But that's a great song.
Summer house?
Ibiza summer house mix. It's always got some like yeah, like that. That's. Wait, skip. Wait. It's got like this like it's somber house like.
I feel like this is about to be a somber drop.
No, I'll give you a classic that you'll know. But play this.
Whack.
See, that wait, no. I'll give you a good one that you'll like. Fast Car, Jonas Blue. This is what I mean, too. Jonas Blue, that's the one right there. Skip up.
I gotta hear at least the beginning to see where it's coming from, you know?
Alright, just let it play out. We'll listen to it. This is like... when like you're wearing like shades, it's like a cinematic video. Like this is like a cinematic video in slow-mo of like you on a trip, you know, like in Europe or something. That's how I always like.
I could see a drone in this music video.
Oh, if you look up, because these songs are all like Ibiza house mix, like summer house mix, like, and it's just a cinematic video of like Ibiza or like Greece or something.
Yeah.
I gotta give you another good one from this genre, the last one, after this song. Let it play out, though.
It's okay.
Just wait. Alright, skip up like 10 seconds. Right here.
Here we go. Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Oh my god. Alright, yeah. Next one. Poison.
I don't like that drop though. It's not enough for me. That's not enough for me.
What's the fucking artist's name?
I need something.
No,
to fucking
try this
to.
One. But this is like, this right here. This shit that I'm about to put you onto right here.
You know
this
my
is
style.
Like,
and that ain't it. That
the
is
fuck
not
is
it.
This song?
This fucking beer is giving me a stomachache.
Yeah, because you're soft.
No, it's just gross.
Where the fuck is this song?
Wow, this beer expires soon.
When does it expire?
Next month. Less than a month away. That's how long this shit's been sitting on the shelf.
Where the fuck is Poison?
That's the name of it?
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out the artist's name.
Yeah, but... Poison... Jack Harlow and Lil Wayne?
No.
But that's like another thing to think about. So you also had a comment saying that house is what's going to last.
Timeless.
It's timeless.
I said it's timeless because I think it's one of the most versatile genres.
You say that, but it definitely has a niche. And other genres like rap or rock.
I think it's expanded.
Like
though.
Rock has been around.
Yeah, but I think it's less
forever.
Common for rock to... Although rock still kind of like it's kind of evolved to a certain degree. I think rock is kind of timeless, but like it's evolved, and I think house will evolve. But I think that house is only growing in popularity, as at least from what I've seen. Because let's be honest, when we started listening, like when we got into when we were really listening to house. I mean, I like electronic music my whole life. It was always my favorite kind of music, but when we got into house, like. Or like our like when we were in college,
yeah,
and early on, I mean, like people weren't on that wave. We were on Losing It, Matt. We were on Fisher. We were on Fisher so early. No one knew who the fuck he was. No one knew what the fuck Losing. No. Oh, we were on that song too. I was on that. I put you onto that, but I was on that from like I can't tell you how, like early. And I was on, no, but like, talk about like Fisher. We were on Fisher before he was even big, dude. Like, anything. And then all of a sudden, like, you start hearing this shit in clubs and stuff. And then all of a sudden, like, everyone knows, like, losing it. But then you ask them about other songs, it's like they don't know anything. He put out a banger, actually. Put it on. What's it? It's number one on the charts right now.
It's a killer.
No. It's his remake, World Hold On. You know, this, it's like a mix of like the classic, like electronic. No, skip up. This is like a, yeah, this is good. Keep it here. This is perfect.
I love this song too.
Yeah, and he made a remake of it, and it's just like.
No whistles yet.
No, it's coming though. But he switches up the whistle a little bit.
Yeah.
He does like, he pauses it and then it runs. Pause it then. You'll hear it. Right here.
Fire. Hey.
But no one knows, for example, like, who the fuck knows Stop It? Who knows that song? Yeah, I know, but people don't know it like that. You know, like, you never hear this at a club. And this is iconic. You remember when we were in the bus ride on the way back from fucking...
Dude, that's all we
play. Dude, we were on that shit early, bro. That and I'm not saying that's the reason why it's going to last. I'm just saying it's been growing. Like, it's been... And you know when it started? Do you know when it started? It started... Like, the real boom started last summer with Love Tonight. And Friday kind of, but Love Tonight started. Love Tonight is a classic house song. Literally, that's pure house. That's Astro Miami house right there. It literally is Astro Miami. Put that song on, please, for fuck's sake. This song here.
Friday?
Love Tonight. Because Friday, like, it didn't have as much of a profound impact as this. Don't put the David Guetta one on, no.
No.
Do the edit. Do the edit, because that's like this right here. I think I envision this like it's like.
I love how.
And I was on this song early too. I was flying into Miami. This song was even known like that. I was flying into Miami. Literally, as we were landing, this song was playing in my ears, and I remember thinking like, "Dude, this is like this is like." Skip up to like almost the beat drop.
This song's crazy though.
Remember I had
the vocals are wild.
No, it just gets you. This is so Astro, it's crazy. Right here, keep this on.
Yeah.
All I need is your love tonight. Yeah, and you wanna know what's insane? This is why I hated. This is what turned me off from NGIT. It was literally post summer 2021. When this shit changed every, like yeah. this was a revolutionary, people even say like, oh, this was like overplayed down the shore. Like it was crazy. People love this shit. And then I put it on at NJIT and none of these heads are vibing to it. And then like people fucking grab the aux and start playing Spanish music. And don't get me wrong. I kind of like Spanish music too, more than you do. But at the same time, like, dude, this is like, I always think of like going back to the club in Miami. And everyone like all like that, and it just was crazy, like tonight. and Friday actually popped off before this. Play Friday too. We're playing all the songs now. We're playing all the songs because these represent.
That song is good, but again, like I like a bigger drop.
You can't tell me you don't like this song, dude. No, skip up to the beginning because this the beginning where he starts. Right here. It's Friday then. Oh, this is so fucking iconic. Oh my god. Skip up to the part. Wait. Yeah, right here. It's Friday then. It's Saturday.
This is a classic. Because I'll that say always, it, like, people
that,
know the line.
That always brings me back. No, what that does in my head is like I feel like house music's so easy to associate with good times, you know? Cuz like there's like rap songs and other songs that you could associate with like this point in your life or this thing. But like house music I feel like you could associate with like the fun, like the funnest parts of your life, like the things like
I don't know, I associate...
cuz like you don't listen to house music when like you're really sad or anything.
How do you feel about like, Drake's new album then?
That's
house music.
It's no.
Like okay.
I'll tell you this. It is, but for me, it's not enough mainstream house. It's not house enough for house people, and it's not rap enough for rap people.
This is so like, this song is amazing.
Skip up.
So wait, feel the vibe first.
I know this song, but this is like what I'm.
It happens right at the beginning.
This is the kind of song. This is another genre in my head that I created, which is late night house.
Driving along. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got a good one after this. Wait till you hear the next one. But this is good. No, this is it. This is like, this is what you listen to. Again, a different vibe. There's always, see, there's a vibe. Like house, you could categorize it for, I'm feeling down.
Like this is, Drake is so fucking versatile. Name me some other fucking artist that could do this shit.
Tiesto.
He can't, but also do what Drake does. This shit right here. You're telling me it's fucking 2 a.m. in Miami. Lights are blazing. You're fucking hammered. This comes on and you're not gonna vibe?
Bro, this is like... Yeah, but I gotta... Hey. No. This is like the kind of shit where I'm like this, dude. And I know I've never been high on drugs, but like, no. It's like when you're just like...
That's what I'm saying.
If you guys saw the hand motion I'm doing, if only you had
been... I don't wanna know.
Like, everything's like... Like, you're like...
This song is fire.
Yeah, but this is like...
Wait for it.
I got two songs now. Fuck. But this is... Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No, this is it. This is it. He hit. This is like a hit. But this is like that. Hold up. All right, now this one puts me in an enigma, bro. Ready, Maria, We've Lost Dancing. You know that song, right?
Maybe.
M A R E A. That's the one, top one. This one puts me in an enigma, bro. All right, leave it. This is like the...
I like it so far.
It's just like, bro, it's one of those where it's just like, everything's moving slow motion.
I mean, you guys can't probably hear it well, but this sounds like going around the room. Hey. Hey. No, and then, this is the high on drugs song.
Alright, wait. Slow burn. This is the last...
Added, like, eight songs to my library.
Slow burn.
Oh, I have this one.
This one is my go-to when I'm driving home alone, like just thinking.
This song is fire. I already say this gas.
This is like, bro. What? This is like.
Be okay.
No, you. No. That's like a classic part. No. But to go back to that, and then you could skip out. Wait. Right here, where he does this part, right here. Right here.
Oh. He just brought in the drums.
Sometimes that's it, though, you know? And like yeah, you could skip up.
This song is fire. It's such a mellow drum.
Yeah, it's just like, but it's for a different vibe, like we said.
Fire. There's definitely different types. I think if I were to have to pick my favorite genre, it would definitely be EDM. And that's, I guess, all-encompassing. Because there's good house songs and there's bad house songs. There's good EDM songs, there's bad ones. There's good dubstep and there's bad. But if you had to ask me...
More bad than good.
Yeah. If you had to ask me who my favorite artist is, it's Drake. And he's in the rap industry. So, I wouldn't necessarily say, like, I like rap more, but...
Well, Drake...
If I had to pick, like, one song to listen to for the rest of my life, it would be a Drake song. That's because
there's not as many house artists defined in pop culture as there are as there are rappers.
Yeah, but I'm a big fucking bass head, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like I know, but I'm just saying, like, artists will put out like one or two songs that like have like house artists oftentimes you'll see so many like
one hit wonders. Yeah, exactly.
They like the song that we played today, Check Out. I love that song. I listened to the other guy's songs. I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. But like that's like a banger. There's only a few guys in my upper echelon. There's four artists that I consider in the, and I can't pick between these four. Fisher, Tiesto, Joel Corey, and then Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike. Those four, well, if you consider Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike are two people.
Yeah.
Those five men encompass all. If I could pick four artists to listen to the rest of my life, it would be those four. I could do it.
You wouldn't pick any other genre to throw into the mix?
Tame Impala is the fifth.
Wow. That's a big shout. I switch shout. It up a little That's bit. That's a big I shout. Switch it up.
And the only...
What would you say his music is?
What?
What would you say his music
Alternative
is?
Rock.
Okay.
Or what's so the other
rock.
One? Indie?
Indie, right.
That's like another way to say it, but it's like alternative rock or indie. Tame Impala is crazy. Well, they're a band, right? It's not him.
That's him, though. It's a band, but that's him. He's Tame Impala.
Is it?
Yeah. Fact check.
I don't pay attention to people. I just know, the song's by Tame Impala. And I know they're a band, but I didn't know that tape...
Musical group. Music project.
Members. Put in members.
Holy shit. Holy shit!
He's not a person.
It's not. I must sound like a fucking idiot.
It sounds like
a person. I always thought it was him.
Tame Impala is like the perfect person
to play. His name is like Kevin Parker. Well,
Tame Impala is the perfect music when I listen to
Tame
like
Impala consists
like
if I'm
on
of...
it depends on the vibe, you know, but like I could vibe to house anywhere. That's the point that I'm trying to make. But like there's certain things that you gotta. Oh, you know who's another good one? You know who's another good one, dude, that we missed out on? Duke Dumont.
Oh yeah.
Duke Dumont.
That's the red light, green light?
Yeah, and also Ocean Drive. My favorite song of all time. This is that's a classic right there.
This one, yeah. This song is electric.
This is like this song.
This is the late night drive.
No,
home
you know
song.
You know what? No, you know what this is? This song brings. Ba-na-na. Doesn't this song make you reminisce of good times? That's all it does to me. Put on Ocean Drive by Duke Dumont. For fuck's sake, that's my favorite song of all time.
All time?
Ocean Drive, yeah. Bro, this is...
I don't even... Oh. This song is good.
There's no...
Best song of all time?
It makes me feel a certain way.
This is not better than
now,
losing
Now, I'll tell
it.
You... I'll tell you what...
This is not better than I'll tell you, because no, I'll you tell,
yeah, and I'll tell you why. Listening to this song, I'll tell you what the best feeling... I think... Possibly the best feeling of my entire life was listening to this song driving up Route 1 from Santa Monica to Malibu on Route 1, even though Ocean Drive's in Miami. This is the... It's just got that,
it's
like...
It's good. It's definitely up there.
When but... when I was driving on... Did I send you one of those videos? I sent it to a bunch of people, just individual videos. I had Christina take videos of me listening to this driving and just like on like Route 1 and just driving up, dude. Beautiful. And then
it's definitely a great song. If my what's my favorite song ever?
That's number one.
The only song I know all the words to is Rico. Don't say you want, no, we dance with the devil. Favorite song? Lord Knows by Drake and Rick Ross is crazy.
Moving up and down, side to side.
Like a roller coaster.
Remember when Bodo was going like this?
Yeah.
Yo, you see what I'm saying though?
No, I think.
See what I'm saying?
I agree. It's like maybe not just house in general, but if you go broader, EDM is the best genre in my opinion. It has to be. Like anytime I'm in a, like that's my workout playlist. If I'm at a party, that's my party playlist. I listen to it regularly. You know. It's not like something you only. I can play it in any setting. I feel like if I'm at the beach and I have a speaker, that shit's great.
Bro. That's honestly like the see what I'm saying
but,
though?
This but house my, got me my
that's what I'm
point is that it's very new, right? It's come around big in our generation.
I don't think it's new. I think that it's become big that's, recently.
Yeah, but it's still relatively new, like within the last 30 years.
Oh yeah.
Well, so, but comparative to how long music's been around, so for me, just music and the style of music and what people like changes so much. Who knows in 40 years what new trend or new style is going to come out that's going to be the big hit that could overtake house? And there will always be people who love house and would live and die until they're fucking 80 years old living to it.
So that's going to be us. Listening to it,
which is probably going to be us. But there's also 60, 70-year-olds now who think the Beatles is the greatest all time, and they listen to this music and they think it's fucking bebop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
No,
beep,
no,
beep,
what they think is like they'll think it's like the devil's music or something.
Yeah, so like who knows?
No, that's
who knows
like the rap
some
shit.
Fucking random bullshit that's going to come around that we don't recognize, but the new gen thinks it's the new wave because that's what's hip. But we don't consider people like the Beatles or Elvis Presley to be like, you know, the greatest of all time in those genres.
I got a valid question here that I think that relates to this. At what point in time, you know, because normally as you grow up, you kind of move with, like, what's popular in pop culture, right? What's the popular kind of music, right? You move with, mm-hmm. So you adapt, right? And you listen to new songs, this... At what point does that stop and you stick with what you have? And as pop culture and music shifts, do you stay?
That's already happened. I don't listen to any of the new age rappers. Like Lil Uzi, Lil Durk, like all these fucking... Like the mumble rappers, I don't listen to any of them. Like I've stayed with Drake, Meek Mill, J. Cole, Kendrick. I haven't moved on from that.
Yeah, but Drake... No, Drake hasn't, like...
He hasn't what?
He hasn't. He's still part of pop culture.
Yeah, but he's not like the new era of like rap. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay. So you're sticking with him.
That's what
you're
I'm saying. Stick with him. So, rap has already progressed so much, and like a lot of even like a cut like Sebs, you guys know him. He came on the potty. He likes all these new age rappers, and I think they're garbage. Because to me, I like Drake so much because not only do I think his words sound good, he has to make himself sound like an idiot, but his beats are fucking electric and I can vibe with them still. But a lot of these times it's like a generic track that they just fucking scream on and fucking are trying to like sound like they're rapping fast, but they aren't. And it's just... how you call it, mumble rap. So that's already progressed. I feel like for the genre of EDM, I feel like I've kind of been brought along this path. I started off with dubstep. That was actually my first EDM style type music. It was dubstep. If I go back in my old Apple Music, when I had the fucking iPod and all this
stuff, like Skrillex.
Yeah,
shit.
Skrillex. That's a big one, you know. But it kind of shifted when I came to college because Juan and Andy and everybody showed me that style.
I feel like us.
Granted, I still listened to it in high school a little bit, but my knowledge wasn't as expansive as it is now about it. And I feel like I kind of just listen, and I feel like, all right, well, what do I enjoy? Yeah. And I don't really feel like I've seen a huge shift in EDM music or dance music.
No, you know what I'm going to point out? Because I feel like, think about the people who are big fans of house music that you were friends with in college, right? Andy, Juan, and me, right? I would say that. And I was a little later than them, but I feel like I've also influenced, like, how many songs have you liked that I've recommended?
Right. Essentially all of them.
So, think about it this way. How different are our three tastes in house music?
They're not.
I think they are. I think Andy's taste in house music is
completely... Oh, me, you, Andy, or...
Me, you, Andy, Juan. I think, if anything, Juan is probably the most versatile.
Me and Juan, no. Well, versatile, yeah, but I feel like me and Juan are very similar. I feel like me and you are very similar, too. Andy's just the deep house expert. That's his thing.
Yeah, we do have a similar, like, ear to it.
Yeah. Me and Juan are very similar. And Juan also kind of is starting to lean towards the deep house, too. Like, he'll put on music videos of, like, this guy hosting a concert on top of this fucking mountain with a porch. And, like, all you see is the clouds. And there's a bunch of people outside with fucking winter jackets.
You know, they're fucking on LSD.
Have you ever seen those videos?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
But he likes the deep house, too.
Wait, you know, former guest Kevin Barco is on here. Mm-hmm. You know where he's at right now?
No.
Belgium.
Wow.
For Tomorrowland.
No. For real?
Yes.
These tickets were sold out since 2020.
No, he bought them. He bought them that early.
Yeah.
Him and his brother, they bought them.
Tristan wanted to go, but they were sold out. And 2023 is too far in advance for me to make any fucking commitments.
I don't know, man. I gotta go.
It isn't anymore, but I gotta go too. That's on my bucket list. But that's what I'm saying. Like, what are they playing at Tomorrowland?
Bro. Everything. Fisher's going.
When?
Fisher's gonna be on stage.
Now?
Yeah, at Tomorrowland.
Am I missing it, bro?
Fisher's gonna be on stage. Literally everyone. Name a house artist. I'll tell you if they're on stage or not.
Martin Horger.
Yes.
He's there?
He's there.
How do you know that?
Bro, look up the Tomorrow... Because Kevin was showing me the schedule. Look up Tomorrowland stage schedule. Right here. This is it.
Timetable. Wow.
So these are the different stages, right? Or no. Never mind. Yeah. This is it. Look at this. Wait. Go to the weekend.
Wait, what's all this shit? These are the... Oh, main stage. Let's just look at main stage.
Weekend 2, go to stages. Click stages. Don't go click fucking timetable.
Main stage.
So look. Look at this fucking lineup right
here. Afrojack, Fisher.
Armin van Buuren, Hardwell, Major Lazer. And then look at the other stages, too, at different points. Go down. Scroll down.
I don't know.
No, you won't recognize any of these people. There's other people. This is not what I saw. John Summit, Diplo,
Vintage Culture,
Side Piece. Look at that right there. Look at this one. Topic. Who else do we have here? I mean, this is like
Martin Horger isn't on here yet. Let's look at the weekend for the main Saturday. Stage.
Look at this. Look at this. Timmy Trumpet, Dimitri Vegas, Like Mike, Alesso, and then go to the other stages too.
The other stages are whack, though. You should only look at the main stage.
No, because the other stages, some of the ones who perform on the one stage will perform on both.
Rehab, Nicky Romero. Wow.
You see, like, there's other ones that aren't on the main stage. Go to week one now, or weekend.
This is weekend.
Or go to, yeah, and then go to, what
weekend? Martin Garrix. Kolsch, that's Nick's boy.
Yeah, Kolsch. No. You know that song.
Joel Curry.
Joel Corey, yeah, dude.
Go to Kungs? Holy shit, this day is crazy.
Go to No. Look at this lineup right here. Lost Frequencies, Marshmello, Martin Garrix, Kolsch, Kungs. I mean, come on, dude. Chami's fucking good. Dude, go to weekend too, because this is when he's gone. Go to Friday first.
Tiesto.
Keep this.
Look at this lineup right here. Vintage Culture. I'm probably not a Tiesto, Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike, Marshmallow. Now go to the other stages. I guarantee you there's people on other stages. Where is this? Scroll down. Because it's all mindfuck. Look at this one right here. A Craze, like Kongs, Riton, who's the song for Friday. Kongs, you know, A Craze, which is Do It To It, Dom Dala, Lost Frequencies, Duck Sauce, Oliver Heldens.
I don't know those people.
You know Oliver Heldens. Look up Oliver Heldens right now. Please put him on. Look him up. When you hear this guy, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Which one? I have this song safe. This song's fire.
I'm telling you!
This is number five song.
Hey!
Paul's living it up right now.
Go to Saturday.
What's his number one song, though? This song is fire.
Wait, this is revolutionary. I haven't heard
this. This is revolutionary? First time listen on 2D Podcast. Hey. Hey. Hey.
This is like, trying to get Shazam out.
Shazam. What a genius invention. And what I was trying to say before is that we should shout out the music at the beginning because people can't use Shazam since we're talking over the music. All right, here's the real drop. This song is gas.
I like Gecko too, by the way.
I'm a blasted. Turn down your headphones if you're soft! Hey! 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 Hey!
Oh! It hit the delay!
I love that shit!
Oh, you know Turn Me On. Put that on.
Yeah. Wow, this is a classic. Dude, why didn't we go to Tomorrowland?
This is what I'm saying, bro! That's what I'm saying! Skip up to the beat drop right now. I gotta hear this. Oh my god, dude.
This song is so fire.
Oh my god.
Summer's wagging her tail. She's getting hyped.
Look, she's up immediately. Up immediately.
Hey.
Yo, put on Gecko, because this is actually the one song that like I had saved. I'll tell you when I have this saved from. Wait, because this goes to show how long ago I've been on this wave.
This guy is just strictly here for clout. If you think you were listening to House before PK, shut the fuck up! He basically invented this shit.
Bro, no kizzy, no kizzy.
Yeah, this song's fire. Elmar, if you're listening, add it to Mucho Lit.
2020. Or no, 2019.
Yeah, this song is fire. Alright, hold on. So, Elmar, you guys also know him from the podcast. He's got this fucking playlist on Spotify called Mucho Lit. If you guys aren't giving it a follow, definitely do it. Got all the fucking
some crazy
bangers.
Fucking bangers some on there.
That's a lot of the time when we're struggling for the opener, I just go into here and start clicking, and eventually I find a banger. Let's see if he's got any Oliver. He does. These two songs.
You know if they're not on the popular list?
This song, yeah, this is a classic. This is Elmar music.
I love this little, I said it, I love this, the little piano or the keyboard. I love the little keyboard. Just give me that. Give me that little. Fuck!
This is
fucking musical brilliance. Like, you can't tell me, like, come on, man. I don't give a fuck what people say about playing instruments to old timers. Fuck them. Because this is...
This song's gas, right?
Lo.
I'm telling you, follow mucho lit.
Oh my
lit.
God, dude.
L period I period T period, all caps.
I'm feeling some type of way right now, bro.
What an episode.
I'm feeling some type of way. I mean, like, we're talking, like, I don't know if I've been, like...
If you guys haven't been adding these fucking songs to your library, you guys are dumb. Because Paul, especially, is giving you fucking everything.
Get the heat.
Everything you guys need to know. Everything you guys need to listen to. You're at a fucking party. Nobody wants the fucking aux, but you want the aux. Or
You gotta play. You gotta put these
fucking songs on, goddammit.
This is gonna get people going. Like, you know, like... The best way to put it is... You ever watch the movie... What is it? We Are Your Friends. Oh, fuck. You've never watched it?
I never saw the movie.
Bro, you have to watch it. Bro, he goes into this one scene. Can we pull it up? It's a 3-minute scene. To end it off for From the Deep, because you guys are fucking pussies.
No, we have.
Okay, never mind. Put it on. Put on Zac Efron. We Are Your Friends. MRAT scene. DJ scene right there. DJ scene. That works. That's the one right there.
First one.
Beautiful. Bank. Turn this up too. Because everyone's like, oh, MRAT dance scene. That's the big, you know. Alright, turn this up. Also, this song in the background is like unreal.
You can try, but this crowd doesn't do it properly.
This describes the art of being a DJ.
Caveman sense of rhythm, a cursory knowledge of mathematics, and the broad strokes of microbiology. For example, the bass line controls this region of the body right here. The most important region.
Facts. Does it not control the head?
So you gotta be patient. Look for that one person who's not free to just go for it.
Okay. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't have the fucking YouTube on right now.
You guys have to look up this scene. We Are Your Friends, MRAT dance scene.
Yeah, this song is fun.
I like to start them off about 120 beats per minute. That's equivalent to the heartbeat of a long distance runner.
Yeah, I never saw this movie.
You see, BPM is the name of the game.
Are we watching this whole thing?
Dude, it's 3 minutes long.
The game is slow, about 60 BPM.
Oh my god. It's
actually 140 BPM cut to half speed. It ends up being about 70 BPM. House is around 110 to 130 BPM.
That's right where you want to be.
Then there's hardcore. Not sure how you dance to that. Once you've locked onto their heart rate, you start bringing them up, song by song.
Got a bunch of characters in the video, but this is good. This.
Hey. Yeah, this is a fire mix too.
Bro, it's a fire movie. It's a fire movie.
I definitely have to watch it.
128 beats per minute is the rate that synergizes most with your heartbeat.
I've been here. We've all been here.
100. I mean, synergize. I don't track my fucking heartbeat.
Once you've got your crowd there, you're controlling their entire circulatory system.
Wow. That's pretty much the end of the scene.
And then at the end, that dude who you saw where it cut to, like, pulls up to M-Rat and, like, pulls up on her and, like, starts dancing on her ass and shit. And, like, Zac Efron gets tight. But, like, really, like, she ends up falling in love with him. But, the dude has, like, 20 girlfriends anyway. He's, like, a big DJ.
Wow. I'll watch
But he, like, takes Zach under his wing, actually. But it's a great movie.
Well, it is now time to go.
From the deep.
So, we got a we actually got a story post. Somebody reposted our most recent Miami Again episode. So, big shout out. I actually mentioned it before on this podcast already. Sebs, give him a follow on Instagram at boyblue.jpg. If you're not following him already, give him a follow. Big shout out. We love seeing the love from the deep. When you guys repost our shit on your story, that means we get to spread out even farther. You know, it's not just reaching our friends, but your friends too. And that really just means the most. I have to go back to this one.
Well, in the meantime, we just have to say that I hope this episode got you guys to 128 beats per minute, because it definitely got me there. And I don't know, I'm feeling myself a little bit.
Alright, I'm early, but you guys get one more drop before we out.
See ya.
Hey.
Paul's fucking vibing.